direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Time is right for music trivia and other trivia. In fact, if you know something about anything, well, we've got a category for you. You get to pick it out. Yeah. Now, of course, I have a straggler from last week, a question we were working on. We haven't gotten an answer to that yet. And I've got bumper stumpers. Ooh, 11 of them. And yes, there's a theme. And that should become apparent pretty early on in the game. In fact, the theme will be easier to guess probably than the songs themselves. But every one of them was a 45 RPM between the late 50s and, well, I'd say the turn of this last century. All right, so here's our straggler. If you're an American, there is a one, and oh, wait a minute, that I thought that was our straggler, but it's not, is it? Maybe it is. Well, this is terrible. I better look at Carol's notes. I didn't do that early enough. I was busy doing something close to nothing, and she will be the one that tells me. Well, I think it's the straggler. I'm not sure. Yes, the day's been like that all the way around. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? All right, I think that's the straggler, but I'm going to confirm it here with Carol's great notes. I've only been sitting here for 2 hours. You'd think I could look at that, right? But no. All right. Well, it's sort of like that. But in the meantime, I say you can have your own category. And as I also say, I prove it every week. And what that would mean is that Barry in New Hampshire is back to Beatles. All right. So we'll kick it off with Barry. He's our idiot savant when it comes to anything Beatles. And I know he'll know this. But we'll see. So Barry in New Hampshire, welcome to Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I'm going for strike three today. You got me 2 in a row.
Oh, well, you'll get this. I just know it. I really do. What is the only day of the week not mentioned in Lady Madonna?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you you'd get it.
Oh. Oh, good.
That's okay. All there is to it. All right. So you're back to what you usually do, which is win a trivia.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right. So there you have it. Yes. Lady Madonna does not mention Saturday. Everything. All right. And Barry would, of course, know that. I knew he would. So I've confirmed. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? And U.S. News and World Report were the people who crunched those numbers. So, 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh. And so, you can have your own category. You can answer my question. You can guess a bumper stumper, but you have to hear a bumper stumper in order to guess a bumper stumper, wouldn't you? So, let's do that in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm I'm Raleigh James. Well, so there you have it. And I said it sets the theme, that's for sure. It's also the one that's from the most recent century. That would be 2001, actually. And it was, I think it was kind of a self-published deal. It was on the Not On label. And there you have it. But if you are paying attention, he pretty much spelled out the theme in many ways. So we'll find out what you think about that. In the meantime, the rest will be all the artists from back in the day. So you've got a lot of early 60s and some mid-60s, too. And yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, so we have a question. Yeah. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. All right. So we've got Tim in Shreveport. He wants radio trivia. I got to think about this a minute. I should have worried about this earlier in the day, and I didn't, Tim. So unfortunately, one of radio's best historians died today, and that was Don Barrett. And so he's the guy who wrote the books on LA radio people, and sadly succumbed to pancreatic cancer. So yeah, rest in peace. So I got to come up with something else for you. All right. So you've always been in Shreveport. Is this the case?
Oh, pretty much.
All right. Oh, what can I ask?
Oh, and I wanted to tell you. You talk about the C-Crane radios. Mm-hmm. I've got a C-Crane EP Pro radio, and that's like the kind of like the new version of Super Radio.
You know, I like that EP Pro. I got one in the kitchen and one in the bathroom. And what I what I like about it is the fine tuning capability. And digital's great, and you can see where you are on the dial, and that's wonderful and all that. But there's nothing like a slide rule dial, you know, just needle and knob tuning. And so I just love it.
That's all we had back in the day, anyway.
Absolutely. So, yes. All right. Let's see. All right. I guess this is easy, I hope. K-E-E-L, of course, doesn't get bigger than that. Was part of the Texas Triangle. And it was actually a weird-looking thing, truth be known. But the Texas Triangle, we're talking about stations in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. What were they?
The stations in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio?
Yes, co-owned with Keel.
Let's see.
And this is the guy, by the way, who named it Keel in 1957 when he purchased it.
Yeah, I read that, too.
He didn't own it for that long. He sold it in 1962 to Lynn. We talked about Lynn last week, I think. Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville. Except they didn't always get stations there. All right, so, we're talking about, I think you can probably figure this out if we're talking the Texas Triangle. You know that Gordon McLendon is in this story somewhere. So what were the stations?
I'd say probably one was the KLIF in Dallas.
Very good. Houston.
Okay.
Let's hear Houston.
Houston. Probably, oh, good Lord.
All right. Go with your first guess, because remember, he was known as the Old Scotsman.
Yeah, Kilt.
Okay, absolutely. Now, what's the third?
The San Antonio?
Yes, and later Bernie Waterman owned it.
Let's see if it was... I was going to say if it'd be probably an AM station, no doubt.
Well, yes, absolutely. Nice low dial position, too. Kono was Jack Roth. Nope.
Yeah, okay. Probably the...
It was a big top 40 station.
Probably, it was 550, I know.
Yes, very good. I'm impressed. It was 550. What were the call letters?
Oh, man, I got them on the tip of my tongue. KTSA.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Wow.
All right. Good deal. And it's still on KTSA. Yeah. Of course, they're not playing top 40 anymore. I guess they're spinning the talk hits. Yes, right. But you're absolutely right. So hang on, Tim. You're a winner.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good deal. So 888 866-5593. Now, you know something about something. I mean, everybody does. They have that one area where they've just, well, I mean, like Johnny D and his hominids. And I don't know how Johnny D is doing tonight. I want to hear from him, of course. But Caesar had taken a turn for the worse over the weekend. And my thought was it was acute pancreatitis. But God knows I'm not a vet or a doctor of any sort. God knows. So I can't be the one to diagnose. But I can say I hope that he found somebody who could help in a hurry, because sometimes with that, time is of the essence, to say the least. So if you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? All right. Other than that, well, it's been that way the last couple days, where we have, we went from every line in the place being lit to just a dearth of callers. And on Tuesday through Thursday, I can just tell you tales and all that stuff. But on trivia, the only way to play trivia is with contestants. Now, see, that requires you to call. And so if you own a phone, I wish you'd use it right about now. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. So the bumper stumpers are up for grabs. Like I say, the first one set the theme in motion. And next you'll hear one that is just a classic of this particular genre. And if you know, well, you'll be an instant winner on that. Now, of course, the prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes us forever to mail them. So you're doing this for the fun of it, not for any given prize, trust me. We got a new moon coming up Thursday, September 14th. So that is this week at 8:40 Central. Just before the Thursday show, a little before the Thursday show anyway, September 14th. And the deal on that, of course, is you can go to MarianneWinkowski.com and look at the Law of Abundance. But the theory is that, the universe will answer your queries at any time for the most part, you know, when you call on your guardian angels for help or whatever. But right around the time of the new moon, just before the new moon happens, that apparently is a heightened time when it's kind of like an e-ticket to the spirits above, and you can ask for stuff you want. Now, that's what the Law of Abundance is about. So I know, because I mentioned it very often, and then people say, what are you talking about? All right, so you can read more about it at MarianneWinkowski.com. But assuming you know about it, then this Thursday, September 14th, 8:40, that's when the new moon happens. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. So we're going to go and get from Don from Beloit. Of course, he wants World War II aircraft, so I'll have to find another. I found several sites that were interesting, but they would have required me to hold a picture up to the microphone, and no matter what I do, nothing appears in your speaker, so I'm going to have to come up with a new bunch of questions. But we have Donald in Midway. While I'm thinking about it, Don in Beloit, I will. Donald in Midway has got a bumper guess. What do you think, Donald?
Well, could you repeat it for me?
What part?
Just the whole thing.
No, I can't repeat the whole thing. The question we're working on is, if you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? And then, of course, the bumper stumpers. I played one, if you know who it is.
The first thing, 1 in 4 chance. Watch television?
Nope. Any other guesses?
Listen to the radio?
Nope. I hope it's more than 1 in 4. But that might explain the dearth of callers. No.
Okay, can I have my own category?
Yes, I hope you will. That's the whole idea.
Star Trek original series.
Original Star Trek. All right. Well, we Mark in... Aurora usually wants that, so I am prepared with Star Trek original questions, and here is the deal. All right. In the episode Balance of Terror, how many command ranks was Decius reduced by the Romulan commander?
2.
Yes, absolutely right. He was punished for sending a message to the Romulan base without the commander's permission. You are a winner.
Oh, thanks.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so that's the deal. Original Star Trek, we aim to please. But I told you, there is something you know about something. Everybody does. And have your own category. So we'll put Donald Midway on hold, and we'll have John, when he's done screening whatever he's doing, get his address. But again, don't stand by the mailbox. It'll take forever. All right, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Don's a first-time caller in Arlen Hills. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Love the show.
Thank you. What do you think?
I'm thinking lower the American flag to half mast.
Wow, that's not it. There's a one in four chance you'll do this today. Any other guesses?
I'm not sure.
Well, if you think of something, you call me back, and don't wait too long to do it, Donna. I'm glad you called.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. I probably have movies questions for Lisa and Dundee, but I'm going to perfect the movie question coming up. Yeah, right. And the plane question as well. And once again, I look for planes, and I see all these pretty pictures of planes. But all right. Now, I would assume this is an opinion. So, Don, I'm going to ask it, but I assume it's an opinion. All right? Are you with me?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about opinion, did I?
Well, but I wanted to say something about opinion because yours might not be the same as this. This is at the at a museum, actually, this plane, and they
I love it.
Yeah.
I love going to World War II airplane museums. So
okay.
Give it to me.
So this is the RAF Museum in the UK.
Oh.
And they claim that this is the most feared plane in World War II.
It's at an RAF museum.
Yeah, let me tell you why it's the most feared, because that'll help you. It's the most feared because it had a fearsome siren, which terrified anybody who heard the siren.
Oh, yeah. So that they might have one of the few German Stukas then.
You got it. And, yes,
well,
it was Junkers Ju-87.
Yep. You know, there was a Stuka pilot that published after the war. The title of the book, Stuka Pilot, I believe. It's an amazing story how he survived about
right.
4,000 missions or something crazy. It's quite a book, but
all right. Well,
early in the war, the sirens of that, there was a name. There was a German word for it, of course. I can't remember.
Well, as usual, you are a winner. Hang on.
Okay.
We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio News. James, well, there's another bumper stumper. The bad production should tell you something. But other than that, yeah, no, they certainly were popular regionally, that's for sure. So who are they? 888-876-5593. It was 1961 on Cobra. All right, so our question, I've got one. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. Do what? 1 in 4 chance. And other than that, you can have your own category. And Lisa is going to prove that right now. Lisa likes her movies. So, all right, Lisa, how's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
I don't know anymore. But
no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so worried about poor little Caesar. I hope...
I am too. I am too. Yeah, it wasn't looking good over the weekend, and I just hope that
this is after you.
Yes,
your talk with him on Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. I got an email from him Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, and it concerned me because again, I just hope that his veterinarian has some endocrinology knowledge and can really look at acute pancreatitis in a hurry. You know, because
right.
that can go really bad really quick. So
it's so heartbreaking.
Well, yes, it is, and that's one of the things about pet ownership is, unless you already have one foot in the grave, you're going to outlive your pet.
And they can't tell you what's wrong. They can't.
They don't. They're very stoic till the end.
No, they. You know. Yeah.
No, I know. It's just the most helpless I ever felt was John had gone away for a few days. This was in December of 2014. I think it was December 10th. I remember the day because during the day I looked and one of my Bernese Mountain Dogs, Winston, who was just a champ, he was a huge dog and just beautiful. But I remember he gave me this big hug at some point. We literally were practically dancing for a while and I thought, now that's interesting. And then later I looked and his gums had turned white and I knew what happened. He went into bloat. And see, I knew it was bloat and I knew I had 2 hours and I knew there was nowhere I could go. Nowhere! So,
oh my gosh.
I sat with Winston until he died. I had nowhere to go.
What is bloat? I've never heard of that.
Very common in large dogs. Not all large dogs, but many of them, especially the barrel-chested dogs, the St. Bernards or the Great Danes or, you know.
They have trouble breathing? Is that
no,
what it is?
No. It's the stomach twists.
Oh.
The stomach twists and cuts off the oxygen to the stomach. And so you start losing, it's like you start in a gangrene situation fairly quickly with that. And, you know, there can be surgery that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. Depends how quickly you get them there.
Yeah.
The problem is I was not within 2 hours of a vet surgery hospital.
No.
So I had no choice, and it was the worst feeling I ever had because I knew what was going to happen. He was going to die. You know.
But he said goodbye to you in such a sweet way.
He did. He absolutely did. But he was only 5 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a little dog here that's just turned 13 in July, so I know they sometimes live a little longer. But he's got some issues too, and
yeah,
you know, you don't want to put him through too much. If it's not going to make a difference, but certainly if it's going to make a difference, you know, you want to do something. But, yeah, it's hard. It's the first time I've ever owned a dog, so I'm learning. But it's, it's tricky.
Well, it is, but 13, that's a good long life.
Yes. And so sending love to Caesar.
Yes.
I'd like to take one stab at your question.
Okay.
I'm hoping it hasn't got anything to do with 9/11, but
no.
Because of my answer, but
no.
I'm thinking do a load of laundry.
Oh man. No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we as a society are that clean.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we don't do it over here either. But.
Yeah, right, exactly. But no, that's a nice guess. No, there will be no 9/11 questions. I understand the day, but I figure that this show is for us to forget about it.
Okay, good.
So,
yes. Absolutely.
So, your movie question, you're going to get this right.
Okay, I hope so.
Which star, one of the most decorated soldiers in the American military during World War II, played himself in the 1955 film To Hell and Back?
That I know, thank goodness. Audie Murphy.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. Yeah, all right.
My bad streak has been broken.
All right. Well, hang on.
All right.
Hang
Thank on. You so much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't go away. All right. So 100% right. Now, let's see. Oh, Johnny D has called. And Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's the word?
Well, the word is, the word is not a good What do you call it? Prog something or
prognosis. Prognosis, not a good prognosis. Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, I want to say this first, Paulie. Yeah, I was confused. Because I was on the phone with John when you were speaking with Lisa.
Uh huh.
You know, and I know I heard her say her prayers to Caesar or something.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. But and I was confused too, and I had to ask John. I said, when she says 1 in 4 Americans do this today,
On any day.
She's back, huh?
On any day. Doesn't have to be this day. On any day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was confused because, like, the one fellow said, fly the flag at half mast or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it isn't a 9/11 question. It is any day of the week. One in four Americans does it.
Any day of the week.
Yes.
In other words, today meaning this, like, in general.
Yes, absolutely. Glad you clarified that. Yes, it does mean in general. Yes, on any given day, you pick the day, there's a one in four chance an American's going to do this.
Well, see, then my answer wouldn't make sense, what I told John, but I was thinking, and also I wanted to say give Don from Beloit, if he smokes cigars, give that man a cigar. He knows his...
Yes, he does.
Or give him a whole box of cigars.
Right, yeah.
He knows his airplane. No, but the prognosis is not good. But my answer on your trivia of doing this today wouldn't make sense. But I was thinking, I told Don, I said, people, one in four would opt for cremation.
Oh, that's interesting. No, it would be doing it today. No, I don't think one in four of us shakes and bakes on any given day. No, but all right.
No, I'm saying, that I'm going to be cremated.
Well, yeah, and me too, by the way, as far as that goes. But I don't think we have a statistic for how at what point people decide that.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't even understand the question then. I didn't know. But anyhow, I was thinking one in four would opt for cremation,
Yeah.
Actually, I thought it's higher than that. It may be.
But this is something you would do, and you wouldn't be cremated, not every 4 days or whatever you were every day.
Okay.
It's something the average American, one out of four Americans will do this today. And it doesn't mean 911. It means that any day.
I see. Okay, well, one in four Americans would do this today would be one in four would...
So, in other words, 25% of Americans
plastic
are going
to... surgery.
Oh, my God.
No, never mind.
No.
I don't know.
That's all right. Now, so...
All right, Caesar.
Yes.
I spoke with my vet. I mean, I was going to call you tomorrow and get into this more, but... You see, I asked her about that stuff you told me to ask about the CPLI blood test and the SNAPs CPL.
Right.
And she said that, first I was talking to her secretary or someone of her. She has a number of people to take calls for, and then she actually called me back, after she spoke. And she said, I told her, she was probably wondering how I had these questions, about PSL, and I was telling her secretary, Anyhow, so then she got on the phone, and she said, and I told her, I don't know how I came up. In other words, I said, well, I have a friend that wanted me to ask these questions. She goes, is your friend a veterinarian?
Yeah, right.
Veterinarian? And I said, well, no, she's been called many things.
But yeah.
I don't believe she's been called a veterinarian.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Anyhow, Riley, no, Caesar's sick. He's sick. He's got so many issues going on, what this woman said, so many issues. And
one
thing she said that I jotted down after she was asking about when I ask about this, that SNAP. She said there was no need to do the CPLI or to SNAP something or other because his pancreas number is 2,776.
Well, I know. I saw that.
And then his PSL is, I wrote down this, 24 to 14. No, that's what it averages.
Yeah, but what I want to know is why she can't treat the acute pancreatitis, because that's not chronic, that's acute.
I don't know, Raleigh, but she was on the phone with me and Becky. I had Becky come in, and then she's talking about this rotunda or whatever. And he's even lost more weight since I spoke to you last. He's not the best skin and bone right now to me. He's just bad. And, you know, I love that dog. I love him. You know, I've been talking about him throughout the time I've been talking with you, you know, for a long time. I think I got Caesar when I first started listening to you.
Wow. Right?
Yeah. But anyhow, in other words, when you were on WKBN in Youngstown with your tribute show on Friday, Friday night.
Right.
That's when I started listening to you, you know.
Yeah.
And that was about
2003. Yeah, 2003.
But anyhow, so I don't know. I jotted down. She goes, she said that the pancreas number is coming from the diabetes. Something about he has ketones in his urine.
Yeah, but he did have some minor ketones in his urine, and that would be common for diabetes. In fact, that's what a lot of human diabetics look at, too, is their ketone level. But again, the argument would be, is the diabetes affecting the pancreas, or is the pancreas causing the diabetes? But, you know.
One of her, the diabetes is, because I said that.
Yeah, right,
exactly. She's thinking that, you know, she said, no, no, the diabetes is causing. And she was very nice and very, you know.
Well.
Very, she wasn't trying to be bold, and she wasn't trying to get smart. She was just wondering.
Right, it's her.
How the hell am I asking these kind of questions, you know?
Right. Well, no, and that's her opinion. And if you're comfortable with it, by all means, don't go with me. Go with her, you know. But if you want
another thing, well, and then she got more into it. She called. She called Becky back with some numbers, and in order to get him, they're talking about putting me in some kind of hospital.
No, no, no.
You know, it would be all kinds of money, and then even just to start the diabetic treatment. All right. According to her, you know, $400-some for the first one, right?
No, I understand. Believe me, I understand where this is going, and that's and you know, again, I'll defer to her expertise. It's not the answer that I would have been comfortable with, but in the meantime, Caesar is very uncomfortable. There's no doubt he's sick, so I assume you're making the final
decision.
I assume you're
he's
making.
He's sick.
Yeah.
He's sick. Believe me, Raleigh.
And so you have to do what you think is best for Caesar.
Well, you know, as professionals, that woman was, you know, saying the more humane thing to do. You know,
well, that if you're not going to find somebody else and try to get to the bottom of this, and I can understand why you wouldn't at this point because time is of the essence, then you have to watch carefully that you're not putting Caesar into hell by delaying the inevitable. That is
right.
Absolutely true.
Well, that's what she's saying, right. You know.
Well, that's
in other words, the more time it goes by, the worse it's going to get.
Well, part is true. Unless somebody is aggressively treating it, and even then, that will be the case.
Well, I'm going to put him in a dog hospital or whatever.
You're not going to be doing that. I understand that. Well, it's very sad. Can she come to the house rather than you going there?
Oh no! She's at some kind of vet.
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We're going to pick it up right there because John says, "Oh, shut up." So I will on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I'm really interested in that lead singer, if you know anything about him, but I'll take the group and you'll be a winner on that, and or just guess the theme. Either way, we got 2 more hours of music trivia, so stay where you are. We'll find out more about Caesar. We'll talk to Bob and Marianne and Don, and there's a line available for you right here on WGN Radio.
tried so hard not to make you cry.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your latest bumper stumper. At least the theme should be apparent, if not the not the axe. But we'll see how you do. All lines are lit at the moment, so if you're getting a busy signal, wait for somebody to hang up, and it will be your turn. We're going to get back to Johnny D and Caesar in a moment, but Michael is a first-time caller. So Michael is in Madison. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah, no, I'm really excited to call in for the first time tonight. I really appreciate your radio show. I work a long night shift in a machine shop up here in Madison, mm-hmm. and then I have a long kind of lonely country drive back into town, and that's the last hour of your show, and you really helped get me through to it, because it can be a bit desolate. I'm sure you've been to Wisconsin before.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and I'm with you in spirit. I love to ride, so thanks for taking me with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I know you and your husband have traveled all over the country, and I know you like to do a lot of driving. Do you drive at night often?
I don't anymore because my vision won't let me. But when I turned 16 and got the full driver's license, the first thing I did that day is I was in Miami when I got it. I got in the car and drove to Atlanta. And that was the start of me and the interstates. Of course, back then, that wasn't mostly an interstate. It was Florida Sunshine State Parkway. But I vowed that I would drive every inch of interstate in America. And I pretty much did that by the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, there's no more now, especially loops and spurs that I haven't driven. But other than that, I've driven them all.
Yeah. No, for good measure, we can say you did, right?
Yeah. But at the time, it was valid. And, of course, I was very disgruntled when they built I-19, because it goes from Tucson to Nogales. And so, really, all it does is, you know, bring in people who should or shouldn't be here from Mexico. But worse yet, it's measured in kilometers. It's not in miles. I'm like, wait a minute. I am in America. And to this day, still measured in kilometers.
Well, you know, that reminds me, can I tell a joke on your show?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, well, I hate to say it, but my girlfriend just broke up with me. She said I was too un-American. You know, but I have to admit, Raleigh, I probably could have seen that coming from kilometers away.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you say that. One of the first times that John and I drove together through Canada, where I'd done that a lot because I'd like to drive to Alaska. But anyhow, we were comparing things and all that, and kilometers to miles, and you know how many miles an hour. And we got to one sign, and it said population, whatever it was. And John said, "Well, is that in kilometers? How many people is that?" I said, "No, those are absolute people."
They're right. There's no conversion rate
right.
for population.
Exactly. Yes.
No, that's great. But no, honestly, I just wanted to call in. I'm celebrating my 30th birthday.
And, wow.
I'm probably one of your younger listeners.
Rite of passage. You're an adult now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've grown up. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far. Maybe in kilometer years.
I mean, in dog years, you're well past your prime, but 30 is still youthful, but it's old enough that they won't let you off because you're too young. You know, you get no excuse when you do something bad.
No, I can't get away with anything, Raleigh.
Exactly.
I can't get away with anything anymore.
Exactly.
But we really appreciate your show, and I have to say, I've gone through periods of my life where I used to be a music guy. I played drums, or at least rock drums. And I've gone through a period in my life where there's a lot of music, especially new music, that doesn't really appeal to me. But listening to your show and some of the obscure soul, and especially the vinyl, has really kind of renewed that. And I really look forward to it. And it's really kind of re-sparked in interest in music in general for me.
That's
and
nice.
I have to say, I really appreciate that. It means a lot.
Well, thank you, and especially thank you for calling, because the show gets better when people like you call, so I'm going to hold you to doing it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and I won't keep you too much longer, but I just tuned in. Can you hit me with the trivia question?
Oh, yes, here we go. It's a real gem. That is that, let me find the wording of this so it's exact here. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you will do this today, and not because it's 9/11, do this on any given day.
All right. Get in a car accident.
Ooh, I hope not. Oh man, those are odds I don't want to think about. But that's the idea, though. Yes.
Right. Not brush your teeth.
Oh my God! No, that's not it. I don't even want to ponder what that might mean.
Yeah. Right. Oh gosh, I think I'm out. I think I'm out. Did you hear that? If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you didn't do this today.
You will. No, you will do this today. That you're doing this.
You will do this. What's your guess?
I'll call back.
Well, I'll call into a radio show.
There you are. God, I wish.
Yeah, probably not, though.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
All right, Raleigh. I really appreciate you taking my call. You guys take care, and we'll be listening to you faithfully. And I wish you wish a good peace from Madison.
Well, good. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. And thanks for taking me with you. Okay.
I do think my partner had a request on a song. We'll give it a shot. What was it? Nina Simone.
Fever.
Oh, her version of Fever. He doesn't like the original Little Willie John?
Okay, that's what we were looking for. If you have an earlier version, that would be great.
I have the original Little Willie John. So what is your partner's name?
My partner's Michael as well. This is Michael and Michael.
Michael and Michael. All right. Michael and Michael. Well, all right, Michael, tonight's trivia, so you don't get it tonight, but you get it tomorrow night, Fever, the original Fever, Little Willie John.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds good, Raleigh.
Good
deal.
We'll
be coming in. Have a good night.
Thanks to both of you.
Good night.
All right. So nice to meet Michaels, both of them. All right. So 888-876-5593. There is a line available for you, but I want to get back to Johnny D. So sorry about that, Johnny D. And, the news.
Well, let me say this. Michael's just a puppy.
Yeah, I know. 30. Isn't that nice?
30.
I know. I say this all the time, but it's true. I look down and realize my clothes are older than the callers. You know, it's a problem. So well, hopefully you are spending time with Caesar at the moment.
You know, Roy, I came upstairs. You know, your show starts at 11 where I'm at, you know.
Yes,
you know,
uh-huh.
So, you know, and I won't sling around this too much longer, but Becky, you know, my wife, normally she'll leave in the morning to go babysit Benjamin, my little grandson.
Yes.
Because he's 3 and a half. And Sammy and his mother, my daughter, Laura, and Sammy go, my daughter enrolled him in her school where she teaches, right? So she takes him, they just go to school in the morning, you know, my daughter and Sammy. And anyhow, Becky would drive over there, you know, babysit Benjamin, you know. But anyhow, she called my daughter this morning and said, look, I can't. She couldn't leave Caesar. She couldn't leave him.
Yeah.
She goes down there in the morning and sees him, you know.
Yeah.
In the Caesar's Palace. So he's having labor, what do you call it?
Labored breathing.
Yeah. And she was so scared she couldn't leave him. And she told my daughter to bring Benjamin over here, which she did.
Yeah.
And then, so she had to watch Benjamin, so she came and woke me up, you know.
Right.
And said, you got to go down with Caesar. So I did, and I was down there most of the day. And then I just came up to eat. And then I went back down and watched some things and was with him on the chair. And then he wanted to get down and I was down there till like 10:45, you know, and then it came up, and then I started listening to your show. I tuned in kind of late, actually.
That's all right.
But, you know, anyhow, so, yeah, I'm going to be spending as much time with Caesar, watching him. I mean, Raleigh, if I thought, even with doing these things and put him in the hospital, and I can't, you know, I'm no veterinarian, I'm no psychic, nothing. But I know sick.
Right. No, I understand. And it's just like us. Nobody has ever said, dear Lord, let me linger. And so I would, if it were me, my body, I wouldn't opt to treat it. I'd opt to say, see you later.
I'm saying, though, you know, my God, the way this vet was talking, it's like, if you get one thing in line, like the diabetes, it's not like it's going to cure. He's got other, there's something in his
Right, that it's
a
like
stone in his utero or something.
You know, it's dominoes, and there are a number of things, and some of them could require surgical procedures, and he might not even get through them.
He's not strong enough to go through that. I know it.
Then you know your answer.
Yes, me and Becky talked about it early after we hung up with that veterinary. Here's a joke. Mike told a joke. Could I tell a little joke?
Absolutely.
Quick? Okay, so, you know, the teacher asked little Johnny, she said, little Johnny, who discovered America? And little Johnny says, Ohio. And the teacher says, come on, little Johnny, everybody knows that Columbus discovered America. He says, I didn't know you wanted his first name.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, I remember that joke from often.
Michael's a big joke.
But anyhow, now, so the hominid, go ahead.
Okay, we'll give you an easy one. We're going to talk about the first Australopithecine discovery, the Tong child. Was the Tong child A, an Australopithecus africanus, B, an Australopithecus anamensis, or C, a Paranthropus robustus?
Okay, the Tong child, which was about, I think he was like, it was very tall for its age.
Mm-hmm.
But its brain would be that, for its age, its brain would only be like years behind developed. I'm pretty sure this is the one I'm thinking of. Now, you said afarensis, Australopithecus afarensis?
Yes, and anamensis,
and
Australopithecus anamensis, and the Paranthropus robustus.
It is not the Paranthropus robustus, I'm almost positive of that. And so that leaves afarensis and anamensis.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to go with... I think it's the afarensis.
You are right.
Okay, Australopithecus afarensis, yeah.
There you are. Child. Yes, all right. You are absolutely right. You know your Tang children.
All right, Raleigh. Well, maybe I'll call you tomorrow.
I hope so.
Lift up with you.
All right, good deal. Well, give him a big hug for me. Thanks for calling. Hang on. Don't go away, though.
I don't want to squeeze him too hard.
No, well, we're not suggesting that. Hang on. I want John to confirm the address, but yes. So Caesar and Johnny D and the lovely Becky will all be in our prayers. All right, so 888-876-5593. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. And by the way, I don't mean today like 9/11. I mean like you're 1 in 4 chance you'll do it on any day. Yeah, 25% of us are doing this every day. Man, I'm out of touch. Marianne in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm here. How about yourself?
I know, me too. I missed a lot of your shows last week. I was sick.
Oh, what'd you have?
You know... Summer cold.
Oh, the creeping cold. Yeah. The creeping crud, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but it's almost gone.
Good.
I wanted to take a guess. I'm sorry about Johnny B's dog.
Yeah.
But on the other note, my dog just celebrated her 15th birthday today.
Whoa. What kind of dog is this?
A 5-pound little Chihuahua poodle mix.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the little ones tend to live long.
Yep, and especially since I got her from my sister. And most of the dogs my sister had lived to be like 18. So
all right.
We'll see if she can carry on with that tradition.
Very good.
But, you know, it is hard when they go.
It is. It absolutely is.
So my heart goes out to Johnny B.
Yeah.
Whatever decision he has to make, you know.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked if the vet would come to the house, you know, I realized that the dog doesn't know either way as long as you're there with them. Nobody should ever put a dog down without being with that dog.
Oh, you're right.
That's so important.
Like my mother's case, she sent me because she couldn't bear to go.
Right. Well, that's fine, but someone close to the dog needs to be holding the dog at that point in time. I'm adamant about that. But for the owner, for the human, sometimes it's better if you have them come to your house in familiar surroundings and all that. And many vets will do that.
Yeah, my girlfriend had a vet that did that for several of her dogs.
Right. They understand they're doing it for the owner, not the dog.
Right. But I guess it helped that she was personal friends also with the vet.
Well, yeah, but I mean, some vets make it known that they will do that if that's a real request. I mean, it's going to cost you, obviously, but that they'll do it if that's a request of the owner. I would have done that with Morgan, but Morgan dropped dead before that moment came. It would have been soon, probably that week, but John lifted him up to go out, and he just looked at him, got this puzzled look on his face, and died.
Oh, God.
You know, but we knew that, you know, that was coming.
At least it was fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, there were 6-8 months that weren't as fast, but yeah, in the long run. Yeah, but I mean, the look of puzzlement, it's almost like I guess he saw some of the other side.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Saw a nice ball to chase or a bone or a girlfriend or something.
I don't know. Yeah, he was definitely a ladies' man, that's for sure.
Well, my hardest part was like 2 years ago on Easter Sunday. My other dog, Sandy, had a stroke.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
At that point, I had not had either of my hips done.
Mm.
It wasn't like I could scoop her up and even try to take her to an emergency vet. So I wrapped her up, put her in her little bed. The next morning, she was, you know, still hanging in there and called the vet. And they said, bring her in as soon as you can. And the man next door helped me carry her down. He carried her like a baby, put her in the car. And
yeah.
That was it. And the strangest part was, as I was texting everybody or calling them to tell them, you know, Sandy passed away just now.
Yeah.
I tried to call my son. He didn't answer. He called me back because I didn't want to text him that.
Right.
Well, right before he called me back, I was watching TV and I was all depressed because I thought the dog was gone. And she all of a sudden went, ruff, real loud. I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's Easter Sunday. We're having a resurrection.
Oh, geez.
But, okay, Johnny B., you hang in there, and whatever decision you make, you know it's best for you and your dog.
Yes.
And on that note, I wanted to take one guess at the trivia question.
Excellent. What do you think?
Unless somebody already guessed. I don't know. I didn't hear all the guesses tonight.
Nope. Nobody's come close, and at the end of the night, I'll reveal it if nobody does. But if you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today or any day.
Calling sick to work?
No. Oh, man, that 25% of the workforce, that would explain a lot, wouldn't it? No.
Well, they were saying there's a 25% absentee in the Chicago School Board, in the Chicago schools.
Yeah, I'm not surprised somehow, but no, that's not it.
I figure the kids that aren't in school, their parents are calling in sick. So.
You're right, yes. Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay, well, good luck to somebody that can guess that.
I hope so. Okay, thanks.
Okay, have
appreciate
a good night.
It. All right,
bye.
So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Now, I think we have to get another bumper stumper in there, and I'm going to warn you about this bumper stumper. This is this is as politically incorrect as it gets. The fact that this guy even recorded it with these lyrics is, and he wrote it too, utterly astounding.
For beating my baby, and the judge he gave me on 30 days. Now let me warn you before you beat your baby. Well, you better save up your bail. Not just once a week, I'm down in the can for drinking or fighting with some other man. And the jailer, he knows me so doggone well that he always keeps waiting my special cell.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, Adam told me none of that made the air at WGN. Maybe that's for the best, but nonetheless, wanted everybody to hear that bumper. Yeah, the definition of politically incorrect and everything else. So who is he? 1963 on Renner. And what's the theme? Well, that's the question. 888-876-5593. And I got a question. If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today. And this is any day. It doesn't have to be 9/11. It can every day of the week, 25% of us do this. I'm like, you're kidding me, we do? Well, apparently we do. All right, so what is that? And by the way, if you're wondering who told us that, U.S. News and World Report. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Stacy is in Algonquin. What's up tonight, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh. No, I had something to tell for Johnny D.
Yeah.
About my dogs. My first dog was a black and white Cocker Spaniel, Rocky, that we adopted. And when he got sick, we had him a couple of years. So, you know, we got very, very attached.
Of course.
And what we did when he passed and he was here, you know, we both were crying and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we met this one man and we put him in the pet cemetery.
Okay.
In Illinois by us, the oldest pet cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where even the gangsters had their mm-hmm. pets. So we went in one part of Chicago. And we had his burial and everything with the coffin, and we had a service, and we buried him in a pet cemetery. So I don't know what they have. He's in Philadelphia?
No, Youngstown area. But, you know, that was great for you and Raldo. But, of course, the dog doesn't know any different. So if that means anything to Johnny and Becky, then that's an option. But these are the kind of things we do for ourselves, not for the animal. You understand that.
Right. That's just, you know, like right. An option.
We yeah.
got a stone, and our second dog, Jessie, you know, when she passed too, our female,
yeah.
we put her, you know, like right next to Rocky, but I didn't get her, you know, a stone. But that's just what we did.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. I just thought maybe,
it's an option. You betcha it is. I might have told this story before. It's one of my favorite stories. Of course, my adopted family was like the United Nations. Most of them didn't speak English. And anyway, my father's brother came to America, where my mother had buried my father, who was killed in a commercial plane crash. And anyway, it was a whole mess.
Mm.
But so here comes this guy. And he doesn't speak a word of English, you know, maybe three words, but he ain't speaking English. So my mother takes him to the cemetery, and at the tombstone next to my father's, apparently some woman had died, and they put her nickname across it. And her nickname was Pussycat. So my father's brother thought my mother buried him in a pet cemetery. And there was no way to convince him otherwise, because, of course, we didn't know the language. So,
oh my goodness!
Yeah. So every time I hear about this, I know about the pet cemeteries. Yeah.
Oh.
So, pussycat. So yeah, I've never been back to that particular cemetery.
But I want to give Johnny D, you know, all of my sympathy because
yes.
I didn't know that Caesar was a dog.
What did you think Caesar was?
I thought Caesar was a cat.
Really? No.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a dog.
Yeah, Caesar absolutely has always been a dog.
Aww. Yeah. I want to give Johnny D all of my sympathy because we were pet lovers. Oh,
yeah.
My God. The dog, he would sit in Raldo's lap when we drove, both of them. And I know how he's feeling, and I give Johnny D and his wife and everything all of Stacy's sympathies.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, thank you.
And I wish, you know, his dog would get better.
Absolutely. Well, or at least have a fast and peaceful passing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Boy, I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I just want to give him all my prayers and all of my sympathy. I know what he's going through and everything.
Yeah.
And okay. Can I try your question?
Okay.
Now, what was the question again?
If you're an American, there's a 1 in 4 chance you'll do this today or any day.
Pay a bill?
That's nice, but no.
Let's see. Mow the lawn?
Nope.
Go on a bus?
Nope.
Clean your house?
Nope. That'd be nice. It would be helpful, but no. America would be much cleaner.
Something that you do every day.
Well, 25% of us do.
Oh, 25%.
Yeah, there's a 1 in 4 chance that an American will do this today and any day. Think about it and call me back.
Oh, can I have...
This is a pregnant pause. What are we?
Did I have another question?
Well, what question do you want?
Oh, let's see.
Well, I'm telling you what. Think about it and call me back. And tell John what you want, and I will be ready for whatever it is. I promise. Okay, Stacey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Don in Orland Hills is back. Hello, Don.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a second shot at this.
Good.
And I'm going to say, and excuse me, but I'm not one of these 25%, but make plans and not actually carry them out.
Oh, that's interesting. No, no, no. It isn't anything that cerebral. It's something they do.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
All right. Oh, and I just want to say I'm going to pray for a miracle for Caesar.
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to be very concerned with him, and I've had a few work for me. So hopefully the Lord will find grace in this stuff.
Well, thank you.
For Caesar. Yeah. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
All right.
You have a
nice evening.
So you too. Bye-bye. So yeah. So I had to add Don in Orland Hills to Caesar's prayer list. And yeah. And again, at this point in time, it doesn't sound good, obviously, but we can all pray for either the miracle, the complete recovery, or for a peaceful passing. Yeah. Everything in the middle, no one's ever said it. I'm telling you, dear Lord, let me linger. It just doesn't work that way. So we'll pray for the best outcome, regardless of what it is. All right, now, Laura in Willowbrook. Laura, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good to hear you again.
Well, thank you. Now, you want song lyrics from The Sound of Music.
Yes, I thought I'd be adventurous.
All right, this is from The Sound of Music. Nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could.
Nothing. But somewhere in my youth or childhood?
Yep. What's the song?
The words again.
Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth or childhood. You can do this.
I know I can. It's like, nothing comes from nothing. Ah, darn it. I can only think of nothing as something good. Darn it.
Yeah, no, you got it. It is something good.
Okay, thank you. Oh, goodness. Right. I thought I knew it, but I wasn't getting it.
No,
right.
It absolutely is something good. I must have done something good.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, that was it. Something good from The Sound of Music. All right. So, let's see. What do we have? We have Bob in Willowbrook. How's it going, Bob?
Hello, Raleigh. Well, apparently it's too close. It's too soon, rather, to quote Mark Antony on Caesar.
Yes.
So I'll just go with Straggler. Last week, the trouble was finding enough names, and this time it's there are too many possible answers.
Yes.
But here goes. Sneeze.
Nope.
Okay. Buy a drink.
Nope.
Exceed the speed limit.
Nope.
eat fast food.
I think we have a winner.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a 1 in 4 chance you will eat in a fast food restaurant every day of the week. That's right. 25. Now, I said, I can't believe it. I mean, I know the lines are, you know, big at In-N-Out or whatever, but it still seems like an enormous percentage. But U.S. News and World Report swears it's right.
Yeah, I do that about once a month. But yeah. So
1 in 4 chance.
Picking up my end of it.
Yeah. Well, you're a winner.
Son of a gun.
All right, Bob, hang on. Don't go away.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so there you have it. Yes, eat in a fast food restaurant. That's absolutely right. 1 in 4 chance you will do that. Yeah, now, like I say, I just consider that to be outrageously high. I would think the lines would be a lot longer if that was the case. But then again, yeah, what do I know? All right, we'll move on to another question. New question. This common household item is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. What is it? 888-876-5593. And, of course, with my questions, it can be several answers. I'm looking for one in particular, so you got to get mine as far as that goes. But 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. And you got one in your house. I can almost guarantee it. All right. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, that quintessentially fits in the theme, but who are they? 1966 on the Teardrop label. All right, so, and if you guess the theme, I'm telling you, the theme is probably easier to guess than the actual artist. But then again, some of them you would know. Not many, but some of them you would possibly know. Yeah, when I was putting this together, I actually said to John, I said, you know, I'm not sure that anyone in Chicago has ever heard any of these. And yeah, maybe that's for the best. All right, so I'll let you be the judge of that. 888-876-5593. We have a question. This common household item is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. What is it? And that brings out Ron. Ron is a first-time caller in Bolingbrook. So, Ron, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, my guess for the household item is either a sponge or a door handle.
You know, it's interesting you say sponge because that is the dirtiest thing in your house. But believe it or not, the kitchen sponge has 200,000 times the bacteria of your toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that a horrible thought? I don't know about doorknobs. I didn't see that on the list. But, man, when I saw that sponge, I thought, oh, man, I'm going to throw one out tonight.
Am I supposed to be washing my dishes in the toilet?
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, that's, well, I don't know. Depending on the quality of your dishwasher, it might be one and the same. But, yeah, I think what we're supposed to do is change the sponge more often than we do.
Yeah, oh, I can agree with that. And talking about the toilet one last time, the dog always liked drinking out of the toilet.
Oh, absolutely. No, dogs, are you kidding? They consider it their watering bowl. Absolutely. You got to close that lid. I know that. All right, Ron,
yes.
I hope you're going to call me again.
I would love to. I listen to you quite a bit. I can't say every night because I listen to you when I go to bed, usually.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking me to bed with you, and with any luck, you fall asleep right away.
Raleigh, take care.
Thanks.
Thank you for
appreciate
taking
it.
Call.
Absolutely. All right, so nice to meet Bob. No, I do that. Like I say, I pick these YouTube videos to go to sleep to, and I look for things that are interesting enough that my mind doesn't wander on the problems of the day, but not so interesting that I'm compelled to hear it. And, you know, a lot of near-death experience, a lot of talking to aliens. Yeah, I have to have some of these alien people on, I think. They literally, yes, I dated an alien. All right, well, if you say so. The problem is I usually don't hear the real good part of the story because with any luck, I've fallen asleep. So, and I change them every night. I don't go back to the same one to find, well, whatever happened to them? I don't know. So, yeah, I can relate to turn something on, get in bed, and hope that sleep will creep up on you. 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. So common household item, 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. And we discovered that sponges are 200,000 times. Oh, my God. Nancy and McHenry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, I thought you had the winner there for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because I was thinking of dish rag, but also the telephone.
Yeah, I'm sure that is pretty bad. I know it is in offices, so I would think in homes, too, but that's not it.
Nope. Okay, well, I'll see if I can come up with something else.
All right. Well, thanks for trying. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, and Adam told me 5630 half a dozen times. Did I see that? No. So he wisely went into the news break, which is what he should do. Meanwhile, I will return after the news. And that's the deal right here with another hour, big hour of Monday Night Trivia and your calls coming up on WGN.
You try to do the monkey when you dance with me. You try to mash potatoes, but you're sad as can be. You even run to swim because you're up there too. But there's something, baby, I know you can do.
And radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who was that? 1964 on the Kickoff label. Yes, so can you name anybody on Kickoff? Well, this guy was. All right, so he fits perfectly in the theme, and it's up to you to know who he is. So 888-876-5593. Every line in the place is lit, so be patient. When you hear somebody hanging up, you'll know it's your turn to get on. All right, so this common household item is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. What is it? Now, we've already determined the kitchen sponge is 200,000 times dirtier. Lovely. All right. Yeah, go change your right now. Right now. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh and Lewis is on the south side. So how's it going, Lewis?
Pretty good.
All right, what do you think?
The dish rag.
Well, no, that's probably up there, but nope. Got any other guesses?
How about the mop?
A mop?
Or a mop.
Yeah, no, that's not on the list. I have no idea what the reality is with that.
Okay, I'll try again.
I hope so. I'm counting on it, Lewis. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye. So, yeah. So, mops might actually be clean. I don't know, but I would think they may be a little cleaner than we know, only because, you know, we keep rinsing them. Well, if you're doing it right. All right, so what do we have with John and Waukegan? All right, John, welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, I would say it's your door, the front doorknob.
It is not, but that's a great guess.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for trying. All right, so always good to hear from John in Waukegan. All right, so let's see, who else has been hanging on for quite a while? Oh, Eduardo in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Riley, back from Chicago over the weekend here.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. Did a couple festivals in Geneva and Lincoln Square and then the Lakefront Cruise.
Oh, good. Now, so what's going on with Marriott? Have you heard from them?
No. I mean, it's Monday, but we'll see. I mean, I got people's phone number, so, you know, yeah. I can always call back directly.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right.
But my guesses are going to be, I got a couple here, toaster, the stove, and household keys.
All good and not right.
Mm-hmm.
All good, but none of them are right.
All right.
But thanks
call
for
later
trying.
In the week.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. All right.
Good luck.
You too. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have Fran in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just tomorrow night I'll call you with my insurance saga, but tonight I just want to play trivia.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'll commiserate, trust me. Can't wait to hear it. All right. So you want lyrics from 1966.
Yes.
All right. Spring of 1966. Always with half a kiss, you remind me of what I miss. I know you know this. Yeah, you remind me of what I miss. That should.
Kiss, you remind me of what. Oh, man, I'm not even coming up with a tune in my head.
Though I try to control myself like a fool, I start grinning because my head starts spinning because I...
Love you. I love you.
And what's the song?
Yeah, is that... Yeah.
Well, that's the next lyric. What's the name of the song? You know, what's...
Little Heart of Mine.
Yes, absolutely right. The Isley
there
Brothers. Yes. Yes.
I grabbed onto that lyric and like, all right.
Yeah. No, you know, it's interesting because the one that really did it for me was that you remind me of what I miss. I could just hear it in that song.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I can. Yeah.
Well, as usual, you were always a winner at this.
For a second, I wasn't even coming up with a tune. That scared me because usually I come up with a tune right away.
Right, especially when they're hits. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, especially in that one, definitely was.
Yeah. So. All right, well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
All right, thanks, Riley.
So Fran is absolutely right. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome back, Mark.
Good evening. I wonder if that earlier bumper was Ray Stevens.
No, there were no Ray Stevens. No, this guy was serious as a heart attack with Jailbird.
Okay.
That's what made it so funny to me. It's like, wait a minute, he's sincere. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that should almost give away the theme, because at least I think it's made for it myself.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if you're listening earlier. We had somebody else ask for original Star Trek trivia.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
So you're not the only one. All right. Well, you would have gotten it, too.
Oh, but I've
got,
dear.
Yeah, but I've got another question.
Oh, what was that question?
You'll get this. In the episode Balance of Terror, how many command ranks was Decius reduced by the Romulan commander?
Two.
Yeah. Okay, so now for your question. In the episode Assignment Earth, what was the age of Roberta?
Yes,
what was the age of Roberta Lincoln?
And, oh, God.
Well, Gary 7's computer, the Beta 5, relays this when it runs a scan on her.
Yeah, I know. 26?
20.
20, okay.
20. Yeah.
That's the fourth one in a row that I've gotten wrong.
Oh, my God. Well, next we got to fix that next time. We'll ask an easier question.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, right, so bye-bye.
888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we will get to Donna in Oak Lawn and James on the south side. She wants World War II trivia. Aaron in Minnesota going to take a guess. And James in Oregon going to take a guess. And Sherry in Naperville is going to take a guess. And I have just released one line available for you right now at 888-876-5593. So Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. What do you think? I'd like to answer your trivia question.
Good.
I think the germiest part of life and living is the cell phone.
It is not. Believe me, that's up there. I would agree with that, but that's not it.
I also think that maybe the remote control unit of your TV.
That's bad, too. By the way, the cell phone has 9,000 times more germs than the toilet seat, but we're looking for 20,000 times. And, yeah, the TV remote's up there, too, but nope.
How about your computer keyboard?
That's pretty bad, but nope, this is worse. Yeah, the computer keyboard is pretty bad, but no.
Oh, well, I will have to think about dirty places in my home.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't cleaned yet.
Well, okay. Believe me, when you hear this answer, it's going to turn your world upside down. It certainly did mine. I changed my habits instantly.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it's like that.
Stick around for the answer.
Well, remember,
you're a wicked woman.
It could be a straggler. It may go into next week. This is this may hang on there, but we'll see. Or maybe somebody will get it. So hang tight, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right there with, well, I think some World War II trivia, perhaps, and you on WGN Radio.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me, darling. You do. Thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long, and now I find myself wanting you to marry you and take you home, darling. You send me, darling. You send me, I know you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that should be a familiar voice. You're saying what? All right, or what is the theme? Yeah, I think we're going to have a shutout on these tonight, actually. But the theme should be apparent since I've talked about it quite a bit. But maybe not. All right, now we have our question. I was just trying to find another World War II question for James. And what I do is I look for quizzes online, you know, and anything that you know something about, in James's case, World War II. And I look for the ones that have answers, obviously, because, you know, the questions alone are going to do me no good. But in some cases, I have to take the darn quiz to get the answers, right? Well, I just aced two World War II quizzes, so I know the questions have got to be really easy because I don't know much about it at all. So I'm looking for a harder question. In the meantime, this common household item is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. We have discovered the kitchen sponge is 200,000 times more germy than the toilet seat. Actually, the toilet seat is probably the cleanest thing in your house, about 50 bacteria per square inch, but what common household item is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat? 888-876-5593. James in Oregon, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good evening.
How's it going?
All right. Hey, was that one bumper, that last one, Sam Cooke?
No, it absolutely wasn't. Of course, he did it originally, but he sure didn't do that.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to guess on the on your trivia thing. The one caller, he guessed what I wanted to guess, Sponge, but I got about four or five other guesses, if I can.
I'm ready.
Okay, one's a toothbrush?
No. I hope the toothbrushes are relatively clean, but I don't know.
Well, you never know. Yeah. How about bedding, like bedspreads and stuff, where we don't wash them all the time?
Not bedspreads.
Okay. Pillow?
Or bingo. We have a winner. That's exactly right.
A pillow?
Your pillow is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat.
Oh, man.
And notice I
get rid of my pillows now.
Well, notice I said your pillow, not just the pillowcase, but the pillow itself. So, yeah, both of them. So I'd say at least start by washing that case more often. I certainly will, like every day.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's absolutely right. The pillow is 20,000 times more germ-ridden than a toilet seat. I'm horrified
by
this.
Was that guy with Mike Lindell?
Oh,
he'll make
Mr. Pillow.
Now,
yeah, right. Maybe he should give out that information. Yeah. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Absolutely right. It is your pillow. Yeah. And like I say, I was utterly horrified by that. I had no idea. And I mean, you know, most people wash their sheets and stuff like that once a week. Some of them once a month, but you know. But I'm thinking now every night. Yeah, that's all I can figure it. Yeah, change that puppy regularly. All right, chances are very good that you've bought this, and probably within the last year. But the first time any American bought this was 1897. Bought what? Yeah, most of us buy it at least every year. But the first time anyone bought it was 1897. Bought what? 888-876-5593. That would be 8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's see what we're doing here. I guess we had Carol and Aaron and Sherry and well, not James, he wants his World War II, but asking about the last question. Yeah, none of them said the pillow, near as I can tell. But nonetheless, if they'd like to weigh in on the new question, chances are good you bought this probably within the last year, but the first time any American bought it was 1897. Bought what? All right, in the meantime, I do believe we're going to do some charts, one of my favorite things, with Gary and Austin. How's it going tonight, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. And I almost did radio trivia, but I was trying to send that guy the answer mentally.
Yeah, right.
And
well,
he got it.
He did get it, yes. I knew you would know it. I wouldn't ask you that. That'd be too easy for you.
Yeah, I had forgotten that McClendon owned Kiel, because that occurred before I started listening to the radio.
And he didn't own it long, like three or four.
Yeah.
I think the 3 years you had to keep it for, that's what he did. And then he sold it to Lynn.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was trying to tell him that, so, you know,
well,
but he got it. So
yeah, through the ether, he must have heard you. All right, so we're going to do 1960. What?
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, when I was in high school, I had a friend who had moved to Dallas from Corpus, and when he found out that he could hear KTSA in the day, we would, somehow he was able to get the key to the art teacher's car, and he and I would go out and listen to the Big T for a while.
Oh yeah,
you know, during lunch.
Yeah, that 550. It came in like a dream, didn't the 570?
Yeah,
did not obliterate it. You're absolutely right.
No, it didn't. No, you had a little bit of Salina, Kansas, but
yeah,
that was about it.
So, what week in 65 do you want?
Oh, just sometime in May.
Okay, here we are, mid-May, 1965.
Okay.
Number one, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Herman's Hermits.
Number two, Count Me In. No, oh, you know this. Count Me In.
Oh, I know, I know it.
If you want someone to count on, count me too. And if I'm on your list, if not on your list, count me blue. You can do this.
Oh,
I mean,
Jerry Lewis.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, it's to your credit.
Jerry Lewis.
To your credit, if you remember him. Right, we all do, really.
I try to, you know, let those slide a lot of times.
Right, right. You know, you only remember the good things, which wouldn't include Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Number three, Ticket to Ride.
Beatles.
Four, I'll Never Find Another You.
I'll Never Find Another You. Yeah.
Now, if they were talking were talking about sheep, I might be interested in the song.
I was going to say, I'm not really looking for a sheep.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, I know that I should.
Yes, it was on Capitol. There's a new world somewhere. They call. You can do this.
Seekers.
Okay. Yep. Number five, Silhouettes.
No, what was it?
Silhouettes, a remake, of course.
Herman's.
I'm afraid so. Number six, Help Me, Rhonda.
Beach Boys.
Yeah. Number seven, I Know a Place.
Petula Clark.
Number eight, I'll Be Doggone. If I had.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number nine, Just Once in My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
And number 10, Woolly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Well, you've won, but hang on. We'll find out how far you go. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
We'll pick up the news, meanwhile, right here on WGN Radio. Sounds like a completely different record. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? And, what's the theme? I expected a winner on the theme. I didn't expect anybody to get necessarily any of the X. But the theme, I thought that was going to be gone before now. But anyway, we're with Gary in Austin. He got the top 10, and that would be for the week ending May 15th, 1965. And we're going to see how far he gets. So, all right, back to Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Right. I'm right here.
Okay. Well, number 11, Game of Love.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
Number 12, Cast Your Fate to the Wind.
Oh, was that Vince Guaraldi, I think?
No. The one on Parkway.
Oh.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, you made it through number 11.
Yeah, I did. So,
all right, yes.
You know, I'm happy about that.
Right. Sounds Orchestral. That's who did it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. That's the one that charted. I mean, Vince should have, but it was Sounds Orchestral that apparently had better promotion.
Yeah. All right. I always confuse those two.
Oh, God. Vince Guaraldi would hate to hear that. But all right. Very good.
No, I know he would. Yeah. I don't hear that song that often.
So well, right. Like right. It doesn't come up every day. You're right. It's on nobody's elevator music list, though maybe it should be.
It should be,
yeah. Better than, you know, like Steppenwolf with strings. So you betcha. All right. Well, very good. We will hang on a minute. We'll confirm that address. All right. So
great. Thanks.
Now I had picked out James's World War II question, and now I've lost it. Well, that might account for so much more than just this. But let me see if I can't. Oh yeah, here we are. All right. So James. He's going to get this, because James always does. So, James, welcome back to WGN Radio. Wait, I can't hear James. That's probably my fault. Let's try again. All right, are you there, James?
Yes.
All right.
How are you?
Well, I can't complain.
Okay, well, sorry about Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay, Caesar.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah. All right, so you ready?
Yep.
Who became Reich president when Hitler committed suicide?
Oh, that was okay. That was Admiral.
Just a first and last name will be fine.
Karl Dönitz.
Yes, absolutely right. That's right, Karl Dönitz. Or donuts, whichever. I always said donuts, but
yeah,
either way.
Yeah, and he got executed. He would end up eventually getting executed.
Well, yeah, that might have been the best he could hope for, given his fate. But it could have been much worse, I'm sure. You're right, Karl Dönitz. And nobody ever really thinks about him. Well, I mean, that's probably for the best. But, you know, whenever...
Okay, what happened was, he kind of, like, ended up to... Because what happened was... Goering had already disqualified himself a little bit because another one of Hitler's underlings had basically that he was making try to basically thought he was ahead because of what had happened with the Luftwaffe and the battle over Britain as well as what had happened over Russia. And then of course the guy who wanted the job. Okay, found out Hitler has found out that guy was trying to make a backroom deal with the Allies, and he got executed before Hitler even put a bullet into himself.
Right. Right, yeah. But, you
and
know,
so
you,
that
you,
left Dönitz.
Right, and you hear a lot about Goering and stuff like that, but you almost never hear much about Dönitz, and he was a big player, to say the least. So,
yeah, he was the U-boat man.
Yep.
And he got he ended up becoming head of the, basically the German Navy, because what ended up happening, the guy who he was the underling to, basically, what happened was after the pride of the German Navy, the Bismarck went down into the deep blue. And Hitler saw how the U-boat was still sinking. He gave the job to Dönitz.
Right,
but
right.
Of course, by then, yeah.
Dönitz replaced Eric Rieder as chief of the Navy. Yeah, and Naval High Command, I think. But he was not great at delegating control of the U-boat service. And that was one of his Achilles heels. Well, you're a winner, as always.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And hopefully that's good news. Hopefully a recovery.
Well, yes, hopefully whatever, may it be peaceful and quick. All right, thanks, James. Talk to you later. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And what else do we have here? I've got a question here. Here we have... chances are good you bought this probably within the last year, but the first time any American bought this was 1897. Bought what? All right, so first time, 1897. John and Waukegan, what do you think?
I think it was blue jean.
Nice, but not right.
Okay. Well, I get another try, right?
Yes, of course. You get up to six.
Oh, okay. Electrolyte?
Nope. What else?
Coca-Cola?
Nope. What else?
That's it for me.
Okay, well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yes. So Coke was a little bit earlier, and so were blue jeans. But, all right. So, what do we have with Aaron in Minnesota? Aaron, what's going on tonight?
Hi. Oh, not much. Just relaxing, not working tonight. So.
Oh, that's nice. A night off. I like that.
Yeah, I got to take those every once in a
while.
Yes. Had a thunderstorm roll through here, and now it's just kind of relaxing.
Good.
I'm going to guess on the question, candy.
Nice, but not right.
How about first mode of transportation? So now it'll be a car, but maybe in 1897 it would have been a horse.
No, neither.
That's all I can think of.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back and enjoy your night off.
Yes, will do. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Linda in Richmond Park. Richmond. What's going on, Linda?
Oh, I've been just really relaxing and enjoying myself across the summer, but I wanted to, I'm going to take a guess, and okay. Then I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
My guess is the floor mat.
No.
Not floor mat.
Nope.
How about window shades?
Nope.
Not window shades either?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that's all I can think of right now. But I wanted to ask you a question because we were at a picnic with all our neighborhood friends from years back, like class reunion, and we brought up this song by Barbara Mason.
Yes, I'm ready. 1965 on Arctic.
Right, and they said half of the crowd said she was from Robbins, Illinois. The other crowd, other people say she was from some other place.
She's from Philadelphia.
But did she ever live in Robbins, Illinois? That's the question.
To the best of my knowledge, she was always in the Philly area. Jimmy Bishop, she was very close to Jimmy Bishop, and he was a disc jockey on WDAS, and he owned the Arctic label. And in the 70s, she was on Buddha for a while, but I don't know of any Chicago. But let me tell you, here's where this is probably coming in, because Curtis Mayfield produced her for a while in the 70s. She did Give Me Your Love, which was a cover version of something Curtis Mayfield had done before, and that got her back on the charts in 73. And then, you know, she did an answer song to Shirley Brown's Woman to Woman, but that was with Stax Guy. But so, yeah, she was produced by Curtis for a little while, but to the best of my knowledge, she did not live there.
She never lived. Well, do you know of any Barbara Mason, any Mason female that was born in the 40s, was from Robbins, Illinois?
I don't know, because she was born in 47, of course, but...
Right, she was born in 47, right.
Yeah.
The Barbara Mason we're talking about, she works with Pettigrew Bell, and she traveled with her and laid her clothes out and everything. So it was kind of, you know, in the musical field for a long time, doing things like for people, and everybody was saying it was Barbara Mason. So I'm saying maybe it was someone that made a song from Robbins, Illinois, a female. Could you tell or find out?
Maybe. Now, who do you think that she toured with?
They said she only made the one song. The way I understood
okay, well,
Barbara, Barbara Mason.
Right, and Barbara Mason, of course, made a lot of songs, so it's not her.
So that's not the same one.
No.
They just went off the wall talking about that is not true, that is not true. And
really?
I said, well, you know, I'll try and find out myself. Some people thought it was, some people, but we need to find her twin. Her sister, Rhoda, that worked for Patti LaBelle, she travels everywhere. Rhoda know the song that her sister made. And Rhoda was from Robbins. Rhoda Mason. That's what maybe Raleigh might have the answer to that.
Rhoda Mason, huh? All right.
She worked with Patti LaBelle. She just laid her clothes out for every show.
Okay. So that would be a connection. But as far as I know, no connection between Rhoda and Barbara.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. We're going to find the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait to hear it. But it's not Barbara. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I enjoy your show. I listen to it every night. I just don't call in that often.
Well, call in as often as you like. It's always great to hear from you.
All right. Thank you
thanks.
For your info.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, right. So, no, I don't think Barbara Mason ever lived anywhere but Philly. And she still does. Yeah. Sherry in Naperville, we'll get to in a moment. But one more bumper stumper coming up, and then I'll reveal before the end of the night what the theme is. And as far as our straggler, chances are good. It's not a straggler yet. I'm ahead of myself. Our active question. Chances are good you've bought this, and probably within the last year, but the first time any American ever bought it was 1897. Bought what? We'll take your guesses. And if you don't get it, well, that will be our straggler next week. All right, so bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, once again, the quality on that's just terrible. But yeah, one of the group of records that these groups sounded better on stage than they did on vinyl. I tell you what. Now that should have given you the theme right there. And no, it's not just badly produced records. There's a commonality they all have, and we'll share who they all are in moments. But Sherry's going to be our final call tonight, and she's going to take a guess, I do believe. So, all right, Sherry. So, chances are good you bought this. What do you think it is, Sherry? Well, wait a minute. I got to say hello to Sherry. Let's do this properly. All right. So, Sherry, are you there?
I am here. And, Raleigh, I must say you are so vibrant and you're such a rainbow in the world.
That's very nice of you to say.
I'm serious.
Believe me, I'm faking it. They started me on a new drug Friday, and I am not doing well. So
no,
thank you.
You are still the vibrant rainbow in the world.
That's very kind. But, I'm not sure I know where I am. But anyhow, what do you think?
Okay, my first guess, because I know they didn't have them, toothbrushes?
Nope.
All right, toilet paper?
Nope.
I had another stupid guess. Oh, the guy took autos.
Now let me give you a clue. You don't buy it regularly. You probably bought it within the last year, but you probably bought it once, maybe twice. That's it.
Once, maybe twice. Toilet bowl cleaner?
No, oh God, no.
Oh man. Well, once or twice. Damn near. I had a couple of other stupid guesses.
Well, here's the best part. You can, next Monday, we'll pick it up right there, because it'll be our straggler, and you'll have all sorts of guesses.
Yeah, because the longer I'm on hold, the more I forget what I was going to guess.
Oh, no, right. Write it down. And, call next Monday. Call early in the show, and we'll hear all your guesses.
It depends on when David has to come home and go to the grocery store,
yeah,
blah, blah,
and all
blah,
that
blah.
Stuff, yeah. All right, well, when
and
you can.
And all that stuff.
All
okay,
right. Thanks.
I'm sure it's not dental floss.
No, it is not dental floss. All right, so tycoon or otherwise. All
and
right,
the only reason I'm concentrating on teeth is because I know that they had people used to quote-unquote brush
okay,
their teeth.
I got to
like
go.
Twigs
I've only
stuff.
Got about a minute
all
left,
right.
And I want to get these answers out. All right, thanks. Yes, what was the theme? Every one of those records was a San Antonio giant record. This was all that West Side sound of San Antonio that I've told you so much about. And also, the deal is that most of it was just the absolute worst production. It's criminal, because some of these are such great songs. But we kicked it off with something that was relatively new. Randy Garibay, who had been in a lot of groups, did Where Are They Now in 2001. But then we went into the Royal Jesters, Is That Good Enough For You, 1961 on Cobra. Charlie and the Jives, featuring Benny Easley. I'm going to have to find out sometime what you know about Benny Easley, because I don't know much, and he's a fascinating little fella. You Say You Love Me, 1963 on Worlds, that's apostrophe S. The Dell Kings did Just Remember, 1962 on Renco. That was Danny Esba on Jailbird, 1963 on Renner. He wrote it, too, maybe speaking from experience, I don't know. Rudy Gonzalez and the Reno Bops did The Tables Have Turned, 1966 on Teardrop. It was Garland Davis, Don't Worry About Dancing for Me, 1964 on Kickoff. I thought that was a wonderful song. Sonny and the Sunlighters, it was their version of You Send Me, 1964 on Teardrop. Sonny Ace did Little Girl, 1967 on Cobra. And then we brought you the Royal Jesters with Charlie and the Jives together for the Royal Jesters' first single, My Angel of Love, 1960 on Harlem. So yeah, it was all a West Side sound. And sorry we didn't get to spot Barnett, one of the greatest sax players, and he did stuff on Wildcat. And there was didn't get to the Valiants. There were many others. My apologies to all. But now you've heard the West Side sound from San Antonio. So we'll pick it up 21 hours from now, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. Until then, that'll be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't play trivia without you. Started out a little slow, but then every line in the place lit up, so I got no complaints. All right, so as far as I know, 20 hours from now, I'll still be sitting erect. I hope so, anyway. And we will pick it up right there, right here on WGN Radio.